It's canning time in East Tennessee, and we at Ritter Farms have all those good fresh vegetables that you want to can to have in your pantry for the winter. Of course, we have green beans and cabbage and cucumbers and peppers and sweet corn. You just call us and we'll let you know all the things that we have that are ready for you to pick up in bulk quantities and take home and can for your use in the wintertime. But while we're on the subject of canning, I want to talk to you a little bit today on the healthy eating segment about the dangers of food additives and preservatives. When we need to store any food for a longer period of time, it should be properly processed. During this processing, some substances and chemicals known as additives are added to the food. Additives consistently maintain the high quality of the food. In addition, we also need to add some preservatives in order to prevent the food from spoiling. Food preservatives are the additives that are used to inhibit the growth of bacteria, molds, and yeasts in the food. Some of the additives are manufactured from the natural sources such as corn, beet, and soybean, while some are artificial man-made additives. Nowadays, most people tend to eat the ready-made food available in the supermarket rather than preparing it at home. More than 3,000 additives and preservatives are used to help keep food from spoiling when it's processed. Some of the commonly used food additives and preservatives are aluminum silicate, amino acid compounds, ammonium carbonate, sodium nitrate, monosodium glutamate, potassium bromate, potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate, and some artificial colors are also added to give the food an appealing look. But there are some dangers in these food additives and preservatives. Benzoates can trigger the allergies such as skin rashes and asthma, as well as believed to be causing brain damage. Bromates destroy the nutrients in the food. Butylates are responsible for high blood cholesterol levels, as well as impaired liver and kidney function. Caffeine as a colorant and a flavorant that has diuretic stimulant properties can also cause nervousness, heart palpitations, and occasionally heart defects. Saccharin causes toxic reactions and allergic response, affecting skin, gastrointestinal tract, and the heart. It also may cause tumors and bladder cancer. Mono and diglycerides can cause birth defects, genetic changes, and cancer. The caramel flavoring, that is a famous flavoring and coloring agent, can cause vitamin B6 deficiencies. It can cause certain genetic defects and even cancer. So many of the synthetic food additives that are available in the market should be avoided as much as possible, as many of them are sold without proper testing. There are artificial preservatives that are considered to be safe, but it's observed that some toxins and carcinogens are found in them. So therefore, to be on the safer side, you should prefer only natural preservatives and properly certified chemical preservatives in your food when you're buying processed food in the supermarket. But if you're canning your own food, you have a choice of what preservatives that you use for your processed foods, for your canned foods. Salt has been used as a natural food preservative since ancient times, especially for meat. Salted meat can last for many years. Salt inhibits the bacteria that causes food spoilage, and salt also protects food from yeast and molds. So salt is a safe preservative to use when you're canning your foods. Sugar has been used as a natural food preservative in many food items. Sugar sweetens the food product and inhibits the growth of microorganisms. Sugar acts by drawing out water from the bacteria and other microorganisms, which either kills the bacteria or inhibits their growth. Vinegar is another natural preservative, and of course it's used in pickling foods. Even though it is acidic, it is not considered a harmful chemical or preservative, and hence it's commonly used as a natural food preservative. Vinegar kills microbes and hampers food spoilage. So if you need help in canning food this summer to put in your pantry, to fill your pantry up for the winter, you call us here at Ritter Farms or come by and we'll talk to you about all the things that are healthy for your canning and your processing needs. And it's always better to process fresh fruits and vegetables that you get straight from the farm rather than those in the supermarket that have been there for 10 days to 2 weeks, or they're at least that old before they ever get there. Call us at Ritter Farms at 865-767-2575 for all your canning needs. And always remember that healthy eating starts at the farm.